Hey, it's the local spotlight show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. I am Chris Lorton. I'm your host today and my two guests today, Little Miss Scarlett Schultz and Big Miss Ashlyn Scott. Welcome to the studio. How are you two doing today?
I'm doing very good. Thank you.
I'm doing good, too.
You are? All right. And you're retiring. You're retiring from being the Queens. This is your last hurrah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is that good? Are you glad it's kind of, you know, I mean, I'm sure it has to be a lot to do for a whole year, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is. Yeah. I mean, were you going all the time?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah. We did a lot.
Yeah.
And a lot together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you got to know each other pretty well.
Yes.
Yeah. And you're still good friends?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So of all the things, of course, we had the last year, you know, when you got named, both of you got named Queen. What was the feeling that ran through your head whenever your name was announced? I'll go with you first, Ashlyn.
At first, I kind of didn't believe it. And I had to sit there and think about it for a second.
Yeah.
And I looked around, you know, everybody was looking at me.
Yeah.
And it finally clicked. I was really very shocked. And then I cried.
I was going to say, did you cry?
I did cry because it was like all of the hard work that I put in, it paid off.
Very emotional.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, I did it.
Yeah.
How about you, Scarlett? Did you cry too?
No.
You didn't? No.
Yeah, when I was called, I got butterflies in my stomach, so I was, like, trying not to be, because, like, when I do a reaction and, like, in front of a bunch of the crowd, I feel embarrassed.
Yeah.
So I, like, try to do a little reaction.
Did you throw your hands up in the air and start clapping or do a little flip or something? No? You didn't do that?
No.
So what was your reaction?
So, like, I really couldn't believe it, so I, like,
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah.
Now, through the course of the year, you'd mentioned before we started this interview that the state pageant was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can you tell me about that, Ashlyn?
So in January, I went to compete for Miss Illinois County Fair Queen, and Scarlett came to watch me. I was there for just about the whole entire week.
Yeah.
And I had a lot of fun. I met a lot of great people. I made friends with other county fair queens in the surrounding areas, like Miss Perry County. We became really close friends. And I just got a lot more practice, honestly, with just public speaking, interview skills, stuff like that. And I was just so proud of myself to get to that point. And at the end of all of it, I had so much fun. And
you know,
it was so fun.
I've heard that when people, the girls that win this, that it really helps them as far as, you know, just being more, I mean, just advancing them as far as socially, you know, being able to speak. Do you feel that way?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about you, Scarlett?
So when I was watching Ashlyn do it, I was like, when is it over? When is it over? And I was, like, tired, so I didn't really watch the whole thing. But then I watched her do a speech because we went to Tiffany's house to practice it. So, like, I kind of knew some of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you clapped, right, when she got done?
Yeah.
Now, did you have anything else that you did? Did you have, besides the speech, did you have to entertain or sing or play a musical instrument or anything like that?
I didn't have to do a talent or anything like that, but I did my speech. I had an interview. We did like a fun little dance at the beginning to introduce ourselves and an evening gown portion. We had this big, pretty white dress, and I got to walk around the stage in front of everybody.
Oh, yeah.
And a swimsuit portion of the contest as well, which was new to me, but I really enjoyed it.
Yeah. Well, great. And of course, you got to walk around the parade grounds, and that was kind of fun, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Just seeing everybody. I'm sure everybody was glad to see you. And you did some parades this last year. How many parades did you go through?
I think we did more than 10.
No kidding.
Yeah, too many count.
So did you have a special car that you used in the parades, or what did you use?
We used a different variety. We liked to mix it up a little bit.
Uh-huh. Just different convertibles?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
maybe.
I don't think we ever really rode in a convertible.
Really? Mm-hmm.
We rode in a lot of trucks.
A lot of trucks.
Yep. Huh?
Well, Jersey County makes sense. A lot of
yeah.
Trucks.
Yep.
Yeah. Any truck that stands out, like was your favorite truck?
I rode in the back of my sister's truck a lot.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I rode in the back of Ashlyn's sister's truck
too. I think so.
Yeah.
Did you ever like get up on top of the hood of the truck and like that? Do anything fancy?
I didn't really do a truck to do it. I did my mom's BMW to do it.
Oh, you did.
And I think my dad's truck. I don't know if he had a sunroof or not.
We sat on the top of your dad's truck.
Okay, so he does have a sunroof.
And he had to throw candy?
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of candy throwing.
I think we ate a lot of candy. Yeah, we ate just a lot more candy than we threw.
Just like in my speech, it says that.
Yep.
Yeah, a lot of candy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you had some community events that you attended. What were some of the community events?
We went to Rock the Block not too long ago, which was super fun. I'd never been before, and there was so many people. It's a very fun environment.
The Jake Maurer Rock the Block just a few weeks ago?
Yeah.
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 Just walking around?
Mm-hmm.
And did Jake let you sing a song or anything?
We didn't sing, but we did get to introduce ourselves.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Ashlyn did the talking, though.
Ashlyn? How come you didn't talk?
Well, I think the mic was too high.
Yeah.
What other community events have you been to?
We went to the fishing fair just yesterday. We went around, walked around. We didn't get to go together, but we did both get to go.
I thought the fishing fair was on Saturday.
It was.
Well, it was the day before yesterday. Yeah.
It was last weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you didn't stick together though. You went separately.
No, we had to go spread
yourselves
times.
Out a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. We had to go different times. Yeah. I was like, "When is Ashlyn gonna get here?" And my mom was like, "She's not gonna get here till later. We might be gone though." I was like, "Oh, okay."
Did you catch a fish at the fishing fair?
We only caught fake fish, but then when I went to this pond and then I got I got a real fish and it's like this.
A real one.
Yeah.
Did you, like, cook it, take it home, cook
no.
it?
No. We threw it back in the water.
Oh, you did? All right.
And the fishing rods are, like, made out of wood or something. I don't know what it's called, but something made out of wood.
Like bamboo poles?
I think so.
Yeah. Anything else that stood out at the fishing fair? Did you see a clown or something?
Yes.
Was he good?
Well, I didn't go to see it, but we were passing by his tent, and then... He said, my sister Stella, she waved to him, and he was like, hey, go tell your mom to go out in the forest. And I was like, okay. So I just went, and I went to go tell my mom, like, Mom, we gotta go to the forest. That's what the clown said.
You went? You go?
No.
How about you at the fishing fair?
I got to meet Mountain Man and talk to some really fun people. I got to learn how to tie a jig.
Yeah?
With a... Simple knot. It wasn't so simple, but it only took me 2 tries.
Now, do you fish? Or you ever
yeah.
fish? Yeah.
I really like to fish. If I have the time to, I go.
And you also went to some pageants. What are a few of the pageants that we went to?
We went to the Calhoun County pageant.
Yeah.
The Carrollton?
Yep. And we went to the Greene County pageant. Green. And we went to Macoupin County not too long ago, like maybe a week or so ago, I think.
How do you know all the pageants?
So for those of you that are listening, we have Little Miss Scarlett Schultz and Big Miss Ashlyn Scott, retiring Jersey County queens here in studio today. And I guess it's, if you could just be queen, you know, for a couple more years, would you guys be up for that? Or have you had enough?
I would be queen for a couple more years.
You would?
I'd be queen.
You would?
Yeah. Okay. I'd stick with Scarlett.
Me too.
You I'll guys stick just stick together?
Yeah.
Let's see. Speaking of that, I'm sure being together and going to all these places, you probably really got close, haven't you?
Yeah. Okay.
Ashlyn, what can you say about Little Miss Scarlet that, you know, how you appreciated her or maybe didn't appreciate her? I don't know. What about your relationship? What have you learned about her?
When I first met her, I didn't know very much about her at all. We were complete strangers, but it did not take long for us to get close because she has such an amazing little personality, and she will do anything to be your friend. We'd go out for ice cream. She'd get sugar rushes a lot, and
she goes crazy.
Yes.
Even before the ice creams, I'd go sugar rush.
That's one of my favorite things about her. She's just always so fun and excited for everything, and she makes everything just so enjoyable, and she makes me happy.
Yeah. Do you think that you'll continue to have a relationship as you get older?
I think so.
Yeah. Okay. How about you, Scarlett? What do you think about Ashlyn?
She's funny sometimes.
Sometimes?
Yeah.
Not all the time.
Yeah, because she always says she sometimes doesn't have breakfast, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's like, Scarlett, can you come get a snack with me? I'm like, but I have breakfast before.
Even if I don't have breakfast.
Yeah, she's still hungry.
Is she kind of like a big sister to you?
Yeah.
What is something that happened in your year together that you could share with us that was kind of fun? Anything at one of the pageants or the parades or?
I think at Macoupin County, like mm-hmm. we tried each other's bobas.
Mm-hmm. Bobas.
I didn't. Yeah.
What's a bobas?
They're like these drinks, and then they have like tiny little balls that you can chew, and then like they squirt out some like juice. I did not like mine. I got cherry.
Yeah.
And then Ashlyn, I don't know.
So you drink this, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then when you chomp down on it, it explodes.
Yeah, but like in your mouth, it's
yeah.
And you can eat it, drink it.
You can, all right. And you didn't like yours.
Yeah, I liked Ashlyn's though.
So Ashlyn gave you hers?
We
shared it. My mom was like, wow, yours is really good. I was like, but Mom, I don't like it.
So that was nice. She shared stuff with
you. And I was like, I'm sorry for wasting your money because I didn't like it, so I didn't even drink it. She was like, oh, it's fine. I'll give you whatever you want. You're the queen. Maybe not whatever. Like, we always try different foods at pageants.
Yeah.
Ashlyn, what are your plans now? Are you graduate from high school? What's your situation?
So I'm graduated from high school. Right now I'm working down in Collinsville at the horse racetrack.
Yeah.
And yeah, so in October I'm going up to Michigan for school. I'm going to go for equine dentistry, which is a horse dentist, basically. Yeah. So I'm going to do that.
That's interesting. Yeah, what brought you down that road?
So I've been around horses my whole entire life. Barrel race, I trail ride, stuff like that. I just really love horses. I work with them. And I didn't want to go to so many years of school to be a vet mm-hmm. because that can be really hard and a lot of money. And I was thinking about things that I could do, and one thing that sparked my mind was an equine dentist, because there's not very many of those around, and it's something that a lot of horses need that they don't get the care for since there's nobody to do it.
Is there a pretty big demand for an equine dentist?
Yeah. Usually they need their teeth done just once a year,
uh-huh.
but sometimes if there's problems, they need their teeth floated, basically grinding down the rough edges and help them eat comfortably. Keep the bit in their mouth comfortably. It just makes them overall more comfortable and safe.
I bet this old saying, don't look a gift horse in the mouth. You've heard that, right?
No, I don't think I have.
You haven't?
No.
Okay. Well, if you got a horse as a gift and mm-hmm. you could look it in the mouth, what could you tell about a horse by looking at its teeth?
Their age.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's why.
Yeah.
And you can tell their age. How do you tell their age?
So it can depend on a lot of different things. Sometimes they'll have a line on the side of their tooth and it grows out to a certain point. And then a big key factor is they have kind of little openings almost in the top of their teeth, like where they bite down.
Mm-hmm.
And the more open they are, means the younger they are, and then they just slowly start to close up and become solid on top.
Now, how close can you come to to guessing the age of a horse by looking at their teeth. And you get pretty good at it. Are you good?
I wasn't a while ago, but when I decided that I was going to go to school
for
it, yeah, I started getting into it and like studying it more, and I can get pretty close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Within a couple years, maybe.
Yeah.
What's the average? How long can a horse live? What these days? I don't know. What do you think?
It depends on the environment and how well the horse is taken care of, but they can live up to be in their 30s. I've had a horse that lived almost to be 30 years old, and he unfortunately passed away, but he lived a really long and happy life. And it also depends on their teeth. You know, sometimes they lose teeth, and then they can't eat as well anymore, so you got to do special stuff for them to keep their nutrition and health up.
I see. Now, are you going to continue? Have you continued to barrel race and compete?
Yeah. My last barrel race was just a couple weeks ago at the Pike County Fair.
How'd you do?
My horse tripped and we missed the first barrel, but it happens.
No.
It's a part of the game.
Yeah.
You have good days and you have bad days. You lose some and you win some.
Yeah. That's a little kind of sketchy, kind of scary a little bit for barrel racing. You're going so fast and going around that barrel, things can happen.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a crash with the horse? Has it flipped you off or anything?
I haven't had a crash at a race, but at home practicing, I've had a couple accidents where my horse slipped going around the barrel and stuff like that, and hitting the barrel, knocking it over. It can really hurt your knees and your legs and your shin if you hit it too hard. I've seen people have to get surgery to fix their shins from hitting the barrel so hard.
Mm, yes. So, Little Miss Scarlet, what are your plans now that you're giving up the queenship?
Well, I don't think I really have many plans. So, like, after my reign's over, like, I get to go to my cousin's house a bunch of times because right now, like, I'm busy with a bunch of queen stuff, so.
Yeah, you'll have a lot more free time.
Yeah.
And then are you planning on running for queen, big queen, when you get older? Yeah. What's your advantage? What kind of advantage do you think you have by winning this first round? What are your chances, you think, of winning the Big Miss?
Well, I think I will win because I won Little Miss.
Yeah. And the odds are, yeah. But what do you know that others don't know?
That I don't know if they know I was Little Miss.
Yeah.
But then my mom was like, if we go to some other pageants, like Jersey County pageants when I'm not queen, and then like they say, like they announce the people to come up on stage who was the queen. So like, and then she was like, you can go down there because you were the 2025 Little Miss.
Right.
And I was like, oh yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So you're looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Do you do some training? Like speeches or?
I don't think so.
No, you're just gonna wing it, go in and wing.
Yeah, but I've always did want a horse.
Yeah.
But I can't, because we don't even have a farm.
Huh. And Ashlyn hasn't taken you horseback riding yet?
Not yet.
Not yet? Okay. Well, girls, it was very nice to have you in studio today. And you got one more parade to do, don't you?
Yep.
One more parade, one more fair, then hand over those crowns.
Well, we don't really get to hand over them.
we get to
keep ours.
And you do?
Yeah, and then like, they like get new crowns and then give it to the ones who win, and then we get to keep our crowns.
Do you think you'll wear your crown around a little bit? Like
no.
Wear it to school or anything?
No.
Not even for fun?
Yeah, no.
You could wear it around your house. And then, you know, everybody in the house would have to treat you like a queen if you got a crown.
My mom said she'll get like a clear box and then put my crown in it and keep it on my dressers.
Yeah, but make sure you can get into it.
Yeah.
Because you might want to wear it, you know. Well, girls, it was very, very nice to have you in. And enjoy your last weeks as queens.
Thank you.
Thank
you. Thank you for having us.
My pleasure.